friends. How are you guys doing?
Welcome. Happy Tuesday night. Welcome to WW Park Hoppers Live.
That's right. We're so glad that you guys are here. We're live from the Banana Cabana here at Cabana Bay. No. At,
Caribbean Beach.
Caribbean Beach Resort. It's easy for me to make that mistake.
He said every sea resort on Disney property and a couple outside.
Yeah, so anyway, we're so glad that you guys are here. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. If you want to know a little bit more about us, you can find us at www.parkhoppers.com. You can also find our articles, our blog posts, our posts. You can also find us on Stitcher, iTunes, all those places.
These guys just make me want to dance.
I know, right? YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all at WW Park Hoppers. So right behind us, I don't know if you can see them, there's a guy playing guitar and a guy playing the little
squeeze box
thing, dressed like pirates.
You say squeeze box, most people know it as an accordion.
Yeah.
It's a little baby, it's like a baby accordion, like the kind that you see on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right.
And then he's got a couple little handshakers and some other percussion instruments. It's just great.
Right.
And they've been fantastic all night.
So if you're going to hang out with us, we would love for you to. If you have questions, drop them in the comment section, and then we will get to them as soon as we can.
Yep.
But we are going to go ahead and do the show, so why don't we talk about Eat to the Beat?
Eat to the Beat. The lineup for the week, for the last week of the Food and Wine Festival, is as follows. November 5th through 7th, so right now, Boys to Men, always a big hit. November 8th through 9th is the Hooters.
Thanks.
I've actually never seen the Hooters, but we got some pull apart bread.
If you have that's served with the Jamaican jerk for the boy, guava butter, and tomato mango chutney.
Thank you.
This is the best.
Oil, butter, chutney. That's all you need to know. All right. So, right now, Boys to Men, the 8th and 9th, the Hooters. And to round out the 2018 International Food and Wine Festival at Disney's Epcot, from November 10th to 12th, no one else but Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Yeah, and this is, they're back to normal. Like, I think last year, maybe the year before, they had somebody else close out. It just felt weird. So, I'm glad that they're back. So, that's awesome. This is the last full week. So, you know what that means. Festival of the Holidays coming next.
Right around the corner. As we sit here in 80 degrees.
I know, right?
Humidity. And darkness, because time change. I'm just going to be dramatic and eat some bread.
It's
so
freaky. You come out and it's 6 or 7 o'clock now. It feels like 8 o'clock. And it's super dark. So, anyway.
All right. And this is what they mean by pull apart bread.
It's amazing. And the sauces, the butter that they give with it is mighty tasty. So, the first thing I want to talk about is a little, I wouldn't say it's controversial, but it's a very interesting story because Disney is now including non-security personnel inside the guard shacks at several of the Disney property resorts, mainly the upper tier resorts, the moderate and the deluxe resorts. So the reason for that is they're trying to figure out their system for tracking the cars for overnight parking. It's a system they weren't necessarily ready for, and they're having to deal with guests who are coming in and dining, so the best way that they decided to do that was to have a non-Disney personnel, a non-security personnel in. So, we've already seen some people have to deal with this. Tony from Disney Parks Podcast dealt with it last week when he was at Animal Kingdom. We've already had friends who've been dealing with it over at Port Orleans French Quarter.
We actually saw it as we came in here tonight. There was a young lady sitting in the guard check, just waiting to check us in.
Right. So the deal is when you come in, if you're not staying overnight, you know, you tell them either have a reservation or, like we did, we were just coming to Banana Cabana, but they would also check to see, you know, are you staying? Do you have a reservation? Did you do online check-in? And that's the piece of the puzzle that they're struggling with. Because people are checking in online, and they're not able to get the parking piece confirmed. So, I feel like I'm on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
I hope y'all can hear us, and if not, just enjoy the music and watch us just...
Alright, go ahead.
Alright. Wolfgang Puck Bar and Grill is now accepting advanced dining reservations beginning December 1st. So, the brand new Wolfgang Puck Bar and Grill, located next to the Coca-Cola store on the west side of Disney Springs. So, just down the escalator out of the Orange Garage and to the right. That's where you go. This is almost complete, and they are now accepting ADRs, or advanced dining reservations, for dates beginning December 1st. So in less than a month, they will be open, ready to go, and they're ready to take your reservation now.
Awesome.
So if you're visiting this restaurant, you want to get a reservation now. This has been very popular. People have been waiting, and they're very excited to see it.
Right.
So the menu has not been released, but people have some ideas. And the dining reservations can be made by calling 407-WDW-DINE,
yep.
D-I-N-E, or you can visit the Disney website.
Yep. All right. If you guys can hear us okay in the chat room, please give me a thumbs up. Let us know you can hear us.
It's like lighting? No lighting. Lighting? No lighting.
Rusty Cutlass, that's what it is. So, we are actually going to dinner. Some of us are on the 15th of December. We already have reservations, so.
Some of us are running a 5K.
Yep. So, a lot of you have been to the virtual reality experience, the Star Wars experience of the Void. We did that. When did we do that?
It was last year during the Princess Half Marathon weekend.
Oh my God. So it was last February?
Yes.
Wow. All right. So.
And the only reason I remember that is they had a special that you could have a free picture if you showed them your race medal.
Right.
So one of my dear racing friends that I just met that moment lent me her medal. Sorry, Disney.
That's how we roll. Anyway, so. Ralph Breaks, the virtual reality experience, is open for booking now at Disney Springs and at Downtown Disney over in Disneyland. Now, you can now go inside the world of Ralph Breaks the Internet as booking for the virtual reality experience at Disney Springs and Downtown Disney have officially opened. Tickets for The Void, Ralph Breaks the VR experience, start from $29.95 in Orlando and $32.95 in Anaheim. We don't want to talk about that.
No.
They are available online at thevoid.com for November 21st through January 6th. Now, this is replacing the Star Wars experience. While the Disney Springs experience seems to be available for all dates, the Downtown Disney version is only available on select days. So, according to the Void website, visitors will go with your friends into a multi-sensory adventure while you'll be immersed in the worlds of the internet and online gaming with Wreck-It Ralph and Vanellope. Guests must be 10 years or older to participate, according to the website. Ralph Breaks VR experience follows Star Wars Secrets of the Empire. And then after Ralph Breaks the VR experience, there's an undisclosed Marvel property going into that experience, and I cannot wait. I'm so excited. I'm hoping that it's Avengers, but I have a sneaky feeling that's going to be Captain Marvel, which is great. I would love that too.
Wow, kid in a candy store right here,
dude. I'm so happy. I've got a lovely wife, woman, potty with me.
Wow.
I've got a great beer.
Are you sucking up for something?
Yeah, a little bit. And I got pull apart bread and beer. So life is good.
Well, before we move on, you're probably going to do some Amazon shopping in the future. It is getting close to Christmas. People are thinking about those Black Friday deals.
Yep.
All that we would ask is you can help us with WDW Park Hoppers if you would visit wdwparkhoppers.com/Amazon. This is a direct link to Amazon. If you already have your passwords and everything saved in your computer, it will still come up. All it does is send a little cookie through that tells them that we sent you there. A couple of pennies come our way. It doesn't change your pricing. You can go log in regular, look at your prices, log in this way, look at your prices. Nothing changes.
Right.
All it is Amazon sending a little thank you gift and our appreciation to you, because this is how we sort of fund. I think by this point we've bought a beer.
We bought a couple of beers, actually.
We bought a couple of beers. So we know people are doing this. So if you're going to go to Amazon anyway, which we all do, all we're asking is that instead of putting in Amazon.com, just make it wdwparkhoppers.com/Amazon. You get to the same place, opening page with a little Disney magic, and do your shopping away.
That's awesome. And then the other thing is, if you wanted to go get some Park Hoppers merchandise, you can go to www.parkhoppers.com/shop. We've got a brand new provider, so we're adding a new merch there. So we've got some really cool t-shirts, some high-end t-shirts. We're working on some sweatshirt designs. We're working on some cool mugs. We've got a mug up there that's got our Park Hoppers logo, and on the back says, Four Parks, One World, and Everything in Between.
Wait, you didn't even pause to let me say in the Everything in Between.
I'm sorry, I just jumped the gun
on
that.
That's my only line.
And then the next shirt we're going to put up there is really, really cool. It has to do with Park Hoppers, but it's really kind of neat. I don't want to give it away. We'll have it next week, so definitely want to check that out.
And now I'm excited.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. So, to continue on the theme of Disney's expanding Ralph and Vanellope throughout Disney.
They're breaking the internet and taking over Walt Disney World.
Well, not just Walt Disney World. They're also going to Disneyland. They are going to visit Disney parks this fall. So, the animated adventure, Ralph Breaks the Internet, is coming to theaters November 21st. So, it'll be the day before Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yeah. You get all your family in town. They're driving you crazy. You send them to the movies. You sit down with a glass of wine, pretend to cook and bake that you've already done. It's all in the freezer ready to go. You get a break.
You know what Ralph and I have in common?
Your dashing good looks.
Right. When we get in front of the turkey at Thanksgiving, we both say, I'm going to wreck it.
Wow. Did you come up with that last night? Right now. That's his one.
That's my one.
That is the most creativity I'm going to get out of him for the rest of the month. Thank
Probably.
You, ladies and gentlemen.
You're welcome. I'll be here all night.
Movie opens November 21st. To celebrate, Ralph and his friends, especially his best friend, Vanellope von Sheets, are once again venturing beyond Litwick's Arcade for special appearances in Disney parks. Did I say it wrong?
Sweets.
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 Sweets?
Yeah. Sweets. Vanellope von Sweets.
Really?
It's a difficult name.
It is. Have you ever tried reading this stuff, people?
Oh, it's horrible. You should come on the show and try
it. You know it. He said it, and I'm like, oh, I do know that. No, you can't read it. All right.
Yep.
They're coming to the parks. They're leaving the arcade, coming to the parks. Beginning November 9th, the Disneyland resorts will find Ralph and Vanellope out there. But we don't talk about that there. We talk about here. They're going to head here to Walt Disney World Resort, where we will be able to meet them at Epcot starting November 21st in Innovations West. A new experiment will soon be underway at the Imagination Institute, creating a portal in other dimensions. And obviously, from Disneyland to Disney World. Because when they're on break at one, they're going to go through the portal and come out here.
That's
and
right.
And then vice versa.
Gotta work.
Right?
Gotta work. Gotta work, y'all.
So, this winter, the portal will open a window on the internet for Ralph and Vanellope to step through for regular encounters with Epcot guests in the ImagineWorks area of the Imagination Pavilion. Who's ready to see Ralph and Vanellope in the Disney parks? I am! All right. And who's ready to check out their new movie? I am! All right.
That's awesome.
I'm pretty excited.
I'm excited. I think it's great. I'm glad that they're starting to plan ahead for some of the guests. Interactions with Wreck-It Ralph. They haven't had a lot of meet and greets with Ralph, but they have had him featured in several of the key parades. So,
he's been at races.
He has been at races. That's true. But this is great for there's going to be a structured meet and greet. But it also brings up an interesting question. So, if they're reimagining the Image Works, which is right outside of Journey into Imagination,
kind of excited.
They're going to reimagine that into something for Wreck-It Ralph. Who's to say that they don't reimagine it for something else? Like every time a new movie comes out, they don't have a new meet and greet for that main character, which I think would be awesome.
Absolutely.
I think it'd be cool. And if they'd ever get the contract figured out where we can have Marvel characters, anyway.
Wow.
So, you may be wondering why my lovely wife has this very sexy haircut,
hair.
She has, she's celebrating mouse ears because
my one ear is floppy.
Guess whose birthday is on November 18th? Anyone? We're good. Anyone?
Mickey
Mouse.
Oh, Mickey.
And he turns 90, so to celebrate, Disney has partnered with the Make-A-Wish Foundation to raise some money for kids who really, really need to have a wish granted. So, here's the whole thing. Walt Disney is
Here we go. I made my ear perky.
There you go.
All right. Is that better?
Yeah, Mickey, Walt Disney World is, or Walt Disney Company is using Mickey's birthday as an opportunity to launch a social media donation campaign that will not only promote their famous entertainer, but also help out a bunch of kids in need. So between November 4th and 17th of this year, Disney's going to donate $5 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation for each public photo posted on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram that shows off a set of Mickey ears
or
any other creative ears.
Creative ears.
The company will donate a maximum of $2 million, and the campaign is set to be part of their Team of Heroes initiative, which is great. Make-A-Wish uses volunteers and donations to grant the wishes of children diagnosed with critical illnesses. They say a wish is granted somewhere in the United States around every 34 minutes. Quite a few of those wishes involve Disney, and the company has helped grant 130,000 wishes since 1980.
So that means every time that we do a Park Hoppers Live, some kid is getting their wish granted.
Pretty much.
That is a fantastic way to think about it.
Wondering exactly what qualifies as ears? Okay, this is very simple. Hidden Mickeys. If you think it looks like a hidden Mickey, it's a hidden Mickey. So
if you think it looks like ears, ears.
So what you need to do is, one, take a photo of you showing off your Mickey ears or any other creative similarities of Mickey ears, like
ears.
Right there. Check
there
that out.
You, go.
You need to upload your photo with the Mickey ears using the hashtag #ShareYourEars to Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And when you do that, your post is going to unlock a $5 donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation to help make more wishes come true. So here's the strategy, kids. Take a picture, post it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and that's $15 immediately that we can start getting to these kids. Mm-hmm. You could do that a couple times a day. Why not?
And we would love to see those pictures of your ears. So definitely take your pictures and post them in the comments below, or just post them onto the Park Hoppers website, and we will share them over to us, and we will definitely get it out there for the rest of our fans to see.
Absolutely. That'd be awesome.
All right, so ears. This ear's kind of falling apart, but I'll work on that. All right, it's almost Christmas. I mean, if you look around the Disney parks and you look around the shops,
it's Christmas.
It is Christmas. It's 80 degrees, but it's Christmas. Well, details of the Toy Story Land holiday overlay have finally been revealed.
Bum, bum, bum.
Part of the Walt Disney World Resort's holiday transformation, which is beautiful and quick and all-encompassing. It's kind of impressive.
It's quick.
It is.
She was very disappointed.
The brand new land in Disney's Hollywood Studios will be getting a winter makeover. While the Christmas overlay has been announced, and it was even talked about as far back in July for the alien swirling saucers, later that month for all of Toy Story Land, they said this was going to happen.
Right.
They finally released the details. Woody's lunchbox will be decorated with an oversized cranberry and popcorn garland and a 10-foot-tall ham sugar cookie.
Ham the pig. I thought it was like a big side of ham there. I was like,
No, sure. That would be kind of mean. Like, you've got ham the pig, and then you're going to put a side of ham? That's just... this is later.
I see your future.
There you go. The entrance to the alien swirling saucers will feature green alien ornaments.
Nice.
The land will have a 60-foot Angel Kitty in paper plates and 60 foot?
60 inches.
60 inch.
Two is inches and one is feet, right?
Right, but 60 inch just sounded little, but okay. A 5-foot Angel Kitty.
There you go.
5-foot Angel Kitty in paper plates and macaroni art wreath and a holiday card selfie of the Toy Story characters. A Slinky Dog Dash will play the sounds of sleigh bells ringing. And Alien Swirling Saucers will add 2 new holiday songs. And finally, Woody's Lunchbox will also have a new holiday treat, the Cran Apple Cinnamon Tart.
Nice.
I've kind of seen you, like, not mark the inch foot thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
weird, right?
Yeah.
So
60-foot Angel Kitty would have been awesome, though.
So we had this conversation last night. It was really funny.
Okay, no.
Tony said, this is the only overlay that we have at Walt Disney World. And I'm like, that's not true, because we have the Jungle Cruise. That's an overlay.
Yes.
So this would be the second overlay that we have. Now, this is actually really cool. I think this is awesome. I'm very excited.
You don't think Main Street counts as an overlay?
No. No.
Okay. It's not, just decorated?
Yeah, it's just decorated. It's not an overlay attraction like Haunted Mansion gets the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay, and then Space Mountain gets the Space Ghost.
Haunted Mansion in California.
That's what we mean, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, not our Haunted Mansion.
No.
Disney, if you're listening, why not our Haunted Mansion?
It's a long story. So, question.
Yes?
Where are we going to be next week?
I don't know.
I thought we said we were going to be at the Edison.
Oh, we did say.
We're going to be at the Edison next week.
He asked me, and my gut reaction is, I don't know.
We're going to be the Edison next week. So, if you know anything about the Edison, we're going to be in the...
We're going to go downstairs, and you come down the stairs, and directly in front of you, as you come down the stairs, there is the stage to the right, and there's a bar to the left, and then you can walk behind that bar to what we like to call the senior citizen seating. It's kind of where we and a lot of our friends end up when we decide that darn music is just too loud.
You can actually have a conversation.
Stupid kids are on my yard.
So we're going to go there. We're going to hang out. It'll be a little dark, and that's fine. But we're going to...
I like the dark.
Oh, God. There's kids watching. We're going to be here. We're going to be here next week from the Edison, and we'll have a lot of fun with that. So check that out. Also, if you want to find us online, you come to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all... at WDW Park Hoppers. It's just all encompassing.
All.
And if you want to find all of our archives, our blog posts, and links to our sponsors and all the other links that we talked about, you definitely want to find us over at WDWParkHoppers.com. 4 parks, 1 world.
It's my turn. And everything in between.